right at the end of Samoan Language Week, over for us, but not quite for her. Senatima Naupu calling home this morning from Dublin. Seni was born in Wellington and then the family shifted south. She went to Waitaki Girls High School and these days she's an Irish rugby international. Seni studied at Otago Uni and played rugby here before meeting George Naupu, who played for the Highlanders and was a New Zealand Sevens rep. And George got a contract to play in Ireland and then they went to Japan. And now Seni is back in Dublin. She was on the team that won the 2015 Women's Six Nations. She played at the Rugby World Cup 2017 and in the World Rugby Sevens Series. Last year, the Irish Examiner, the Irish Examiner newspaper, named her the 10th most influential woman in Irish sport. Senia, Seni, manuia le teo. Lovely to chat. Well, what a busy person. Look, along with being a very influential rugby identity on and off the field, am I right? There are high-performance sports strategy roles, there are commercial partnership roles, there are board roles, there are advisory and brand ambassador jobs for you. Is all that right? Because there wouldn't seem to be enough hours in the day.
Oh, Jim, you know, sure, everyone finds a way, eh?
Yeah.
Really grateful for the opportunities, though. Geez.
You're doing currently a professional doctorate in elite performance at the School of Health and Human Performance at Dublin City University, is that right?
You've got all the the words in there, Jim.
That's right.
It's a few words in there. It's a look. It's actually aligned to my role that I took up in March this year with International Rugby Players as head of strategic projects and research. So that piece of work is around the journey of the elite professional player in and out of rugby. So it's an interesting piece of work which aligns quite practically to the work that I already do professionally in that space, and would it be cool?
I want to ask you one more thing about that. International Rugby Players is the body for global players of the game, which not everybody knows. So you just use the phrase the journey of the rugby player. So is that going into the game, playing it, and then maybe after it as well?
Yeah, really important to kind of, you know, truly understand the welfare side and how to best support players and then how they transition into life after rugby. But, you know, it's really interesting to understand through a multidisciplinary lens, I suppose, in terms of the journey into rugby.
That journey into rugby, I don't know much about the young women side of it, but I do know a wee bit about the young men. And it's a pretty sudden journey, can be, can't it? Virtually straight from school into hot housing these days. So there must be a lot of nurturing and guiding and shepherding required for both the men and the women now.
That's a great word, Jim. Nurturing is a great word. Whether, you know, a player wants to go into that high performance space or whether they want to play for fun, you know, there's no one cookie cutter solution for everyone, but, you know, certainly it is like that with the boys rugby at the moment in New Zealand. And but, you know, certainly around the resources that schools in Ireland have to put into their rugby programs is pretty phenomenal.
Yeah, the European sides are galloping now, aren't they? Especially in the UK. You've been working, and Ireland, which is never part of the UK, you're part of it. You've been working closely with World Rugby and international players for a number of years now. So is everyone happy about the idea of the Sevens going ahead at the Olympics, please?
Oh, I didn't expect this question. That's a great question. But, you know, obviously the health and safety and welfare of the athletes come first.
I'd say they'd be excited but nervous. Would that be fair?
Oh, you might have to ask them yourself. Actually, you might have to get some of the Sevens players on your wonderful radio show. Let me know. I can hook up a couple of girls if you need or some guys. But yeah, it'll be a wonderful moment for them to finally get out and play for something that for everyone that is there is the pinnacle of their career.
You won't be playing, along with playing international 15s for Ireland, you've been in the Irish Sevens. So was it ever your intention to go to Tokyo as a player, or are you just more or less focused solely on 15s these days?
Well, it's funny you say that, because I honestly thought I had retired at the time. And it wasn't until I saw a post on Facebook back in the day around the talent ID program for the Rio Olympics back then.
Wow.
And that's actually what inspired my motivation to want to give it a go again. I probably wouldn't have made a comeback at all.
Really?
And now I'm in the 15s game and very thankful to have represented in touch as well. Just really, really thankful for the fact that Sevens, you know, ended up being in the Olympics and the work that World Rugby did to get it there.
It was galvanising, that's right, it was. But you still have your eyes set on playing for Ireland at the Rugby World Cup in New Zealand next year, don't you?
Oh, Jim, please God, we qualify. There's a few teams competing in the Europe qualifier. You know, training, you know, super hard to stay up with the young ones. And for me, there's no bigger motivation than playing at home in front of your family and the kids.
Pack the Shamrocks into your sports bag. But you've had to overcome some serious adversity, Cindy, in recent times. A tumour in your neck after a shoulder injury in a test against England. That was in February last year. That must have been a bit scary.
It was scary, yeah. You know, it was, because it was just a bit of a shock. Just got a bit of a stinger, and then it ended up being, you know, no major for any athlete that knows what a stinger is, you know. And then it was in the precautionary scans that they found it. So really, really thankful that scares had hit me so hard. She's pretty strong.
The Irish media like you a lot, don't they? And they know that you are dedicated to representing Ireland. So you must love the place. You must love where you are now.
Oh, well, thanks, Jim. I don't know if they like me.
They do.
I just feel so grateful, you know. I do love the place. It kind of reminds me of, you know, yourself, actually, based on before we went on air, you know, your family connections here. reminds me of New Zealand. Because I grew up in Oamaru, small town, you know, we actually had friends who owned an Irish pub down the road. And they were wonderful people, you know, Irish kind of folk, and that was probably our first exposure to Irishness. The second week we arrived, we met this wonderful Irish family, Maggie and Anthony Leafy and Anna down in County Galway. And they're Irish, she's Irish, and she married a Samoan from New Zealand. They've been literally our family and their parents and the extended family. So we're very, very lucky to have quite genuinely an Irish family where their kids are like our nieces and nephews and things.
Oh, that's
so
cool.
Yeah.
They are a very hospitable people, aren't they? I mean, it's on show in Ireland, especially when you go outside the cities, I guess. You know, it's really front and centre, that kind of welcome.
Yeah, 100%. That's what I think. We're so similar. I love the sharpness of the humour. So you've got to be fast over here. You've got to be quick if you want to make a comeback. They keep you on your toes. So they're super, super humble and those sorts of things. It's just it's quite similar to New Zealand, but in its own Irishness way, obviously. It's a pretty cool place to live.
Actually, speaking of what you've just referred to, Sani Naupuru is calling home from Dublin. You've spent most of the last decade living there and the last 5 years in Dublin. So how would you compare that Irish city lifestyle with New Zealand's, or just the Irish lifestyle in general?
And I actually moved outside of Dublin literally last year. So I actually love where I'm based now. It's a bit out in the country, so it's beautiful space and quieter city. When I was living in the city in Dublin, a bit faster. It's probably the equivalent to bloody house prices in Auckland.
Yes, I was reading that.
So Dublin is very much like Auckland.
Not as warm as here. Any other disadvantages in terms of lifestyle, Cindy?
Oh, Jim, it's actually been pretty warm lately.
Has it?
So I've been really, really enjoying the humidity. You can't beat it on a sunny day, so we take them when we can. What are the disadvantages? The main one for me is, I suppose it's because for me, family is just so important. It's pretty much why I'm here as well.
Yeah.
My family back home too, so, and my friends and family back home. So I'm just, that would be the main disadvantage.
Sunny, what have you enjoyed most about Dublin life? Because it's a great social town.
Well, obviously, I'm a small town girl. I grew up in a small town, and living in a city like this was a challenge for me to just sort of almost test myself in this type of environment.
Do you like Guinness?
I actually love I love a pint of Guinness now and then.
Oh, you do?
Probably just the one, though.
I want to ask you about the Irish food. So what do you eat? You must be careful about what you eat. I mean, proverbially, there are potatoes with a lot of it. I imagine that's changed a bit, though.
Yeah, I love all forms of potatoes. Pretty simple girl I am.
Irish stew?
Yeah, I love a good Irish stew. Cabbage and bacon is another good Irish dish.
Cabbage and bacon sounds... Because we don't really do cabbage and bacon. In New Zealand, do we? That's okay. Cabinet, you've taught us something else. Do you? So you miss us a lot, though. I know that you're.
Oh, Jim, I do.
Because you're a long way away. I know you love Ireland, and you know, and you're still playing the game, and you're still busy. But, gee, and I know that you've still got Zoom and stuff to talk to people on. But it is a long way away.
It is a long way away. Yeah, you're right. There's restrictions loosen a little bit. Yeah, I'll be based in New Zealand for a few months of the year, at least.
Excellent.
3 or 4 months. Yeah, so I'll be in a dream situation where I'll be based in Ireland and New Zealand every year.
That's your perfect life, really, isn't it?
I'm very, very grateful.
Sunny Naupu is talking to us from Ireland. You suffered from an eating disorder in your late teens and early 20s, which you've spoken about in the past. I just want to ask you about that side, because you're able now to draw on your experiences and help other young women.
And it's not just young women either. It's everyone, really. Being very grateful, the CEO of our organisation, Bodywise, of which I'm a director of, which is the Eating Disorders Association of Ireland. You know, she's really empowered me to lead some of the projects, specifically in the sports space. It's just around educating how coaches can respond and you know, support the athlete journey around that and the support services available. There's been some strong wins from, you know, ensuring that the support services are accessible to everyone in the country.
I want to ask you just finally about something that you have talked about. You've been a huge, something else you've talked about. You've been a huge advocate for girls and women in sport for many years now. What can men do to help level that playing field? Sorry to use the term, but it's probably the right one.
Spot on with that term. And I think the emotional attachment for girl dads is going to change that generation, you know. And you're starting to see it already around men these days who have daughters involved in sport, or brothers and their sisters and uncles and things like that, or friends who are supporting their friends who are females in sport. There's a Women's World Cup there, and there's 3 Women's World Cups actually next year. Cricket, football and rugby in New Zealand in 1 year. What a golden year.
What a goal. Speaking of going along to watch the games, you have to qualify now. You know that. You've got to come back and play against the Black Ferns here.
Oh, geez. Please God. So I'm going to message you, Jim, if we do qualify.
Yeah. That's right. We want to be the first.
So, and then what the guys can do there is just make sure they attend those games, because, women's rugby is pretty neat to watch.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And we're seeing it all the time now, which is fantastic. Okay, so that is the immediate plan. Last question. So we come over to visit you, whether it's family or just people you know, and you take us around Dublin on a day and a night, where would you take us to?
Oh, I love this question. I'd probably take you to a drive out Connemara way. There's some pretty nice beaches, so hopefully you guys would come in summer. Out County Galway. I might take you to the Cliffs of Moher in County Clare. The Ring of Kerry has some wonderful sights. The history in Belfast is really important for you guys to see on the tour buses and taxis. And then I'll bring you out to the house and then cook you up a breakfast on the day after. So, we'll look after you really well if you do come. But that's probably what I'd maybe have in the schedule.
Cabbage and bacon.
Cabbage and bacon.
Lovely to chat with you. Fantastic.
Jim, do you mind if I do a wee I must, while I'm on this radio. My sister has been on this show with you guys before. Her name is Hannah. She's a Waitaka District Councillor, and she's just doing phenomenal work in Oamaru with the Pacific Island community there. And I know it's Samoa Language Week there too, so I just wanted to acknowledge that it is Samoa Language Week, obviously, and Manuia Nevai Asununga in Samoa. And then all of the work that she's been doing in the workforce development and some of the community priorities that they've got going on. And big shout out to my mum in Oamaru, and my auntie Tima there too, and my wonderful family in Christchurch, and everyone that I know, obviously, in New Zealand.
Whawhatai, Seni, lovely to talk to you, and all the best for the months ahead, because it's going to be a big time.
Oh, you're so good. What a pleasure to speak to you, Jim. Thank you very much for having me on the show.
Senator Tima Naupu in Dublin.